It's time for your letters, and first, this correction.
As we reported Monday, New Jersey is getting rid of its so-called Botox. That's a 6% tax on cosmetic surgery. In our story, some of you heard us say that New Jersey is the only state with such a tax, and that was true until last year, when Connecticut approved a tax as well.
On to your letters, about our segment on a notable president. William Henry Harrison's presidency was notable for how incredibly short it was. He served a mere month in 1841 before dying.
Well, that didn't stop New York Times columnist Gail Collins from writing a Harrison biography. I talked with Collins on Monday, and we began with the myth of Harrison, a man whose campaign erroneously insisted that he lived in a log cabin.
Well, Alan Gabus of Indianapolis sent us this description about the home William Henry Harrison did live in Vincennes, Indiana. He says this, Harrison came to Vincennes in 1801 after being appointed governor of the Indiana Territory, which at the time included all of present-day Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, as well as southern Minnesota. He built a 26-room Georgian-style mansion on 300 acres and named the property Grouseland.
It was far from a log cabin. Well, Gail Collins also said this about presidential leadership during Harrison's time.
There aren't really any good presidents for about 50 years here. There's a very long between Jackson and Abraham Lincoln, a kind of a drought going on.
Not so, says Andy Baelish of Grand Prairie, Texas. He writes this, one of my favorite presidents, James K. Polk, was pretty important, considering he was responsible for adding one-third more land to the U.S. He only served one term, yet he was able to accomplish his four goals. And Mr. Baelish explains those goals are
taking the Oregon Territory from the British,
winning California from Mexico,
lowering tariffs,
and establishing an independent treasury.
Well, for all that, the band They Might Be Giants wrote a song about President James K. Polk.
But precious few have borne the past.
We appreciate your letters. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
In 1844, the Democrats were split. The three nominees for the presidential candidate were Martin Van Buren, a former president.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.